Ask Alex today. We're talking to Gracie, who emailed the show and kind of feels obligated now to be friends with this person who started out a while ago as just, you know, somebody she talked to on Xbox Live, just playing video games like Grand Theft Auto, and it was cool. Now she feels obligated to talk to them because the person reveals more and more how they're depressed, they're suicidal, they hate life, it sounds like.
She's the only person they have to talk to, right, Gracie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and you've been talking to this guy now for 7 years. If you were 10 years old and you're 17 now, it's been a long time that you've talked to this guy on a daily basis.
Right.
Yeah. So we're getting a lot of tweets online at Joe and Alex Show. Julie says, engage parents for help. Disengage with this person online. Give him a suicide hotline if it makes you feel better. But be done. This does not sound right to me.
317-239-1009. Sarah on the Joe and Alex Show. You're also on with Gracie this morning. What is the advice that you want to give her?
Hi, Gracie. Be careful. Because if he's telling you that he's suicidal and all that stuff, I completely 100% understand that you want to help him, but his life is not your responsibility.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you want to be his friend, that's great, because I've kind of been in the same situation that you are, and it took a lot for me to kind of understand, like, what he's going through is something that I haven't gone through. So, that's great. Be his friend. Just be careful with how you kind of like handle certain situations, because it can get out of hand and you can get into a really unhealthy friendship with somebody, because he's going to lean on you for everything.
Yeah.
And that can get super, that can weigh you down.
Is she obligated though, Sarah, to make sure that, you know, he has somebody to help him? Like, because that's the only one that's reaching out is him to Gracie. Is it her obligation now to make sure he talks to somebody or her parents get involved? Not at all?
I mean, she's his friend. Don't get me wrong. That's great. But if he really wants to, and this is going to be on the very unpopular vote, because I'm just going off of general here. If he is super serious about killing himself, then he's going to do it. If he wants a friend and he wants someone to talk to and he wants to actually get help, that's on him to go and get help himself.
Yeah, she shouldn't feel responsible is what you're saying.
But my thing is, though, I agree, but yeah, I think you guys are totally wrong, though. Somebody, I don't think a lot of people that say they're going to kill themselves want to. They want to be pulled out. They want help so bad, and they can't get out of that. They feel hopeless.
Yeah, and Gracie, honestly, you know what I'm thinking, and I'm not saying that you should never take somebody's suicidal threat seriously, but you don't know this person, and it really could be. I mean, do you know what this guy looks like? Has he ever sent you a picture of him?
No, he's kind of refused to send a picture of himself. Like, he's constantly asked for one on Snapchat of myself, and I've only just sent one. And, like, he's never, like, asked for, like, nudes or anything like that. But,
okay. That's good. That's good. Now, I think it's a red flag that you don't know what he looks like at all, and that he is so weird and manipulative. For all we know, he is making up all of these threats only to keep you feeling like you have to talk to him. I'm just throwing that out there.
All right, let's go to line number two here. Callie, you're kind of saying to be careful as well. Why?
Yeah, because if you're not, like, I know that you mentioned that you are kind of fairly new to doing social media, but I didn't know if you were aware that Snapchat actually has locations that if, like, whenever you automatically download the app, they're automatically set on.
Ooh, so I forgot about that.
Anyone that you are friends with on Snapchat can figure out your location, like, exactly where you are at.
Yep.
Address, stuff like that. So that's just something that I would be careful about. And not only that, but I was kind of in a similar situation when I first started college. I befriended somebody that was in my class that didn't really have a lot of friends. He was kind of awkward. You know, we studied together and stuff like that, but it turned more into a friendship. I felt like I was helping him kind of get over his social anxiety and stuff like that. And it actually turned into a really bad relationship to where he just, like, started getting really weird.
Yeah.
And eventually I just had to cut him off because it was causing problems with my relationship with my fiance, and he was just being very, very awkward about stuff. So, I mean, that's something, like, yeah, I know that you feel bad. You want to be able to help somebody, But at the same time, you need to keep yourself safe, too.
I agree.
That's a great point. Hey, thank you for calling in. 317-239-1009. Keep calling. We definitely want to get as many people on for this to hopefully help out Gracie. Can you hang on just like a few more minutes, Gracie? We can get some more calls, hopefully, for you.
Yes.
All right, cool. We're going to talk to Gracie next. She kind of feels obligated to be friends with this person that sounds really suicidal now, and we're wondering what exactly you would tell her to do. Also, you can hit us up, Joe and Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. It's Radio Now 100.9.